So there are two parts to this homily. In the first part, I want to talk a little bit about the gospel reading. For a long time, I've had issues with the New American Bible translation. So that's what this is about. The Greek says, "What do you seek?" Colloquially, what are you looking for? What are you after? What are you, searching for? And it seems on the surface that Jesus sees these guys following him and just says, "What you looking for? You looking for a fight, a good pounding?" And they say, "Where do you live?" And blah, blah, blah. This is a highly theologized section, for seeking in the Gospel of John has deep and profound meaning. As does, they said, "Where do you live?" Bad translation. "Where do you abide? Where do you remain?" And as we'll hear, especially in chapter 15, Jesus abides in the Father and invites us to abide in him. They went and abided with him that day. It's about encounter, engagement, and one sense, I guess you'd say, immersion into Christ, into Jesus here. The last thing is about seeing. Come and see. Okay, let's go look at what kind of place he's got. Seeing in John's gospel equals believing. Remember the part in the Thomas is not with the other disciples when at the resurrection, when Jesus comes in and shows them his hands and side, and he says to the others who have said, "We have seen the Lord," he says to them, "I will not believe unless I see the nail prints in his hand and put my hand inside the mark in his side." And that's right, because he hasn't seen in that theological sense. He hasn't engaged, he hasn't encountered Jesus. So this whole little segment here asks us about our desires. Now, how many times in church does anyone say, "Well, what do you want?" Usually, church is saying, "Here's what you need, here's what you want, here's what you should do," right? But this gospel is primal in that sense of saying, it really wants to knock us back on our heels and saying, "What do you really want? What's your deepest desire? What's most profound in your life?" If I look practically at my life over this many decades, I'd say I have sought freedom from anxiety and protection from vulnerability. How about you? What have you sought? What that usually, way to look at that is to say, we seek things to distract us from our feelings of inadequacy, unworthiness, aloneness, and fear. And so there are many things to seek that way. We could fill a small telephone book with things, I'm sure, if we had a time to take a survey. But this is asking, okay, given that, and given where you are, where each of us is right now, is there something more profound to seek? And in this back and forth with the disciples, the invitation is, come and see. Come and experience. Come to a new experience of encounter, of engagement, and immersion in the living Christ. So I think that's the constant invitation of the gospel. And I'm just going to end this little section with this, if I could remember it, the seeking for the greater immersion comes at different times in our lives. It's made more strongly at different times. Is today the day of salvation for you? Is today the acceptable hour to say, I want to seek what's more profound? It's up to you. You know, no sweat off my back. I've got enough to take care of my life. But if people want to seek together, I'm all for it. Part two. You may have heard about the Archdiocesan Synod that finished last June. The Archbishop promulgated the priorities of the Archdiocese in September, and number one was liturgical education. What the heck are we doing at Mass? And again, I think we could fill a small phone book with answers to that question. So what? Myself and a couple colleagues from here and one from campus ministry at Marquette, we invite you to a study of the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy that begins next Sunday, the 25th. The first few weeks we'll take one article and basically say, read the text. What does it say to you? There are four of us right now that have recorded videos and of commentary upon each article that goes up to number 8. And I can do math. And those will be available. There'll be a link on the website for Marquette Campus Ministry, for JESU, and for even the Archdiocese, I understand them. So in one sense, JESU's leading the way here. But it's a grassroots thing. It's not for me or for Margie Horner or anybody else to say, here's what it means. You darn well better get it and straighten up and fly right. But to say, what does it mean? What desires does it provoke? What does the invitation call each of you and us together for a way through understanding into the possibility of a deeper encounter, engagement, and immersion in Christ who's present to us at Mass? In one of the articles, it says that the liturgy, this is what we do here, the ritual part of Catholicism, is the primary source of the Christian spirit. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand to ask you if you've discovered that already. Maybe some have. But I wonder if, and I hope that, the study of this piece of the Constitution, of most of it, not all of it, won't call us to a greater discovery of that individually and as a community. So that liturgy becomes more than fulfilling a duty, but becomes the adult choice that says, I am drawn, come and see. Yeah, I'll go and see and abide here with Christ and each other weekly as we are. Doubts and faith, joys and sorrows, etc. I think this is timely in terms of the synod, the Archdiocesan Synod. I think it's timely in terms of this parish, and to ask together with the staff, with Father Schlegel, with Father Walsh, with Father Harrion, with the whole staff, and to say, what is this? What is this liturgy thing? What do we do? And let the text of the church's document address us, much like was addressed to Samuel. And call us by name toward a deeper encounter, in engagement, and immersion in Christ. So there'll be an Article 1, two questions to answer every week, videos, and in about a month or 5 weeks we'll have a group session and just say, what are you finding? I invite you to seek and abide. So may God bless us all on that and this journey that we do here for the rest of the liturgy.